benefits and all those things. Okay. Proposal for a system that would offset quite a good chunk of your bill.
Yeah.
If you take a look, there's a, for the folks who have handouts, there's one that looks kind of like a spreadsheet. It's called the production worksheet. And I don't know if the folks who can see as well. It's like this. On there is what Florida Power & Light is currently charging you per kilowatt hour. There's the hours of peak sunlight, et cetera. A system the size of what I showed on that one roof face, not all of it, but just one roof face, would offset about $729 per month on average. When I looked at the bills that Mr. Godlin provided, you're spending about $1,700 a month. So this would take you down to only $1,000 a month type thing. Granted, you could have the power company come in. They usually do a free energy audit. They could suggest things to do that would also lower your bill. I don't get into that part of the business, but I have been involved with some volunteer work. When I see these lights, there's a ton of things you can do to replace these with super efficient bulbs, okay? Just doing that at one, I think it was at a Y in St. Petersburg, lowered their bill by $500 a month, okay? So you can get the power company to come in, you can swap out things like lights. There's probably not a lot of place, there's probably no place whatsoever to do any more insulation in a building like this. You can do things like actually invest in a cover for the pool. You're heating the pool to 82 degrees, and every night it takes a hike. So you can attack this from two different problems. Any of these things, replacing the lights, putting a pool cover on, are going to be less expensive than adding even more solar panels. And at this size, at what the power company is currently charging, without a tax credit, it would take you about 10 years to break even on this investment, okay? And, which is not too bad. For the average homeowner, they're usually in the house in Florida only 8 years. So the first most important question I ask them is, how long do you see yourselves in this house? With a tax credit, they're going to break even between 5 and 6 years. Okay, that's how much of a difference it makes. However, in the case of an association and clubhouse, you're going to own this for forever, kind of thing. So really, it comes down to, is it worth it for you to make an investment now that's going to, it's going to start paying for itself as soon as you know gets turned on. However, it's going to take a while to break even on it.
You're talking about the homeowner, but didn't you state that mobile homes, you can't, they can't get the tax?
You can, I can't put it on a mobile home. Most of them are not constructed to either bear the weight, or they have to, part of it being in a hurricane state, and part of that putting it on the roof, is that this roof is attached to the building, and the building is attached to the foundation, which is attached to the earth, in a manner that it's all secure. Building code-wise, I can't put them on a mobile home. And I'm not here today to talk to individual homeowners. I was asked to take a look at this.
I understand.
Yeah. Okay. So, but I'm just describing the differences because, you know, folks wonder, why is everybody doing solar? Well, if you're a homeowner with a regular old actual shingle roof, you're going to break even in 5 or 6 years. As long as people are like, I put them on my house in 2016. It's going on 6 years. It paid for itself more than a year ago. It's just money in my pocket now. I drive a car that plugs in. My electric bill, I'm happy to show them to you, is like $13 a month. Not too bad that way. Yes, sir.
How long does the life expectancy on the
panels themselves are usually, you have two warranties. They're warranted for 25 years, both on the production as well as on the hardware themselves. So with production, though, they do degrade slowly over time. Most panels now degrade to about 85% of their initial capacity after 25 years. I wish I was going to operate that well 25 years later. So it's a work in progress. So it's pretty good that way. And the whole point is that if you're a homeowner with a tax credit, if you break even in 5 years, it's like it's a no-brainer because, you know, who cares after, if I've broken even in 5 or 6 years, I can upgrade to anything else I want. It owes me nothing at that point in time, saving that much money from paying the power company. For you folks, it would be a little longer. It would still be more like 10 years without a tax credit. However, these panels will continue to work, you know, 30, 35 years. They just won't be as efficient. There's panels that went up in the 1970s that are still making energy. Not as much as when they were new, but they're still making energy. But they definitely will pay for themselves. I usually find what the challenge is with a homeowners association is that the people who are living here now are the ones who have to put up the money for it. If they're not living here 10 years from now, they're like, well, why do I want to spend my money now for something that's going to benefit the people who are living here 10 years from now? But that's for you folks to decide. Okay, so those are panels. The brains of the operation of it actually, and the panels are the most expensive portion of the whole cost of it. The brains of the operation of it converts the DC panels to AC, which is what the building as well as what can go out through the meter, what the power company talks in. That's called an inverter. And inverters take DC to AC, but they're also computers. So they're going to write out the data to a monitoring system, but it also makes it possible for people like me and for the manufacturers to look right inside them and diagnose them. It also means that just like a laptop or a cell phone, they download software updates and they can get smarter all the time. That's some pretty cool stuff. And it's always changing. It's changing pretty rapidly. Every few months, something comes out and leapfrogs this and leapfrogs that. When you order one of these, even if it's from Amazon and it comes the next day, I guarantee you something else cooler's come out of it. That's just the way this business goes. But in general, what folks find is you get it up, you get it up and running and installed, and as soon as it's turned on, you start to save money on the electric bill. The other nice thing, though, is that if you do any improvements to this building or to your own home, they all raise your property taxes. Well, in the state of Florida, if you do solar panels, it does not raise the property tax assessment, even though it increases the value of the property. That's a nice little other benefit that goes on there, too. So, but probably on this, since you're a nonprofit, you don't pay property taxes on them. In general, usually I show people precisely how net metering works each month. I can't describe that to the air. You actually have to see some type of diagram. And if you look at these, you can see on the back side, this is where I can show you where we could put panels on the main structure. That would actually be this structure. And it would get tied into the electrical system. And it would take about $730 a month off the average bill over the course of a year.
Is there a certain type of roof that you cannot put this on?
Yes and no. There's a certain type of roof I won't put this on because it's just so painful. It's funny, I just did a sales call on Saturday with a fellow who has a rolled roof like you have here on his personal home. He happens to be a construction manager for a major builder. And he went to Tesla, the big name, right? And they went through this and that and send him this and send him that and send him a check before they'll send anyone out to talk to you. And they said, oh, rolled roof? We don't do those. They use subcontractors all over. They don't want to be liable if their subcontractor doesn't know how to do difficult things like a rolled roof. Okay, this would not be my first commercial job on a building like this. We're in the middle of one right now, but we're putting 44,000 watts on a roof. And just to put it into perspective, it would be just the same size as what I have proposed here. That's phase three for that building. Okay, the fellow runs a manufacturing company. Their bills are $5,000 a month. They had phase one several years ago. We did phase two in 2020. We did phase two of 38,000 watts. Those bills are now down to $2,700 a month. So we'll be doing phase three over the next couple months to try to take that bill all the way down. But from $5,000 a month down to $2,700 a month was a considerable reduction. And, it's definitely work. Obviously, he's a business, so he does pay taxes. He gets that break on top of it, too. But again, it's a flat top roof. That's a TPO roof. But we can do asphalt shingle. We can do metal roofs. We can do tile roofs, Enviro-Tile, flat tile. We do all of that. We only use our own people. We do not use any subcontractors. We only serve Central Florida. In the St. Petersburg as well as the Melbourne area, we are currently ranked number one in customer satisfaction in both areas. We're ranked number seven in the entire state of Florida. And we don't serve the whole state of Florida, which is why we're down to number seven. They rank over 500 companies. So we don't do a lot of jobs. We do most of ours by word of mouth. We're also known for having one of the lowest prices. So I'm not in this business to make $1 million. I retired the first time at 48 years old. I stunk at it. So now I work 7 days a week again. But I do this because I know that this is the best thing since sliced bread. And this is, climate change is real. And we live on a peninsula, so it's really important. And now that our legislature is taking away one of the best tools to make it affordable for folks, it's even more imperative that folks consider it seriously before the longer you wait, the less you get, unfortunately. I don't know if the governor's going to sign this or not. We have every reason to suspect that he will. So, yes, ma'am.
I was looking at the installed
panel
a lot of that. One of the reasons why I didn't do it was because the structural design of the homes here. Now, the people that we were talking to were very intelligent, just as you seem to be. But being an older building, could our trusses and our structural design of our ceiling actually prevent the support and the weight of 93 vehicles? I mean, I know this is a big building, and it probably would, but I'm just saying, without having gone up there to look at what's in our strap, our trusses and so forth, could that potentially prevent us from holding that kind of weight? Because that is a lot of weight.
Yep.
20 panels is a lot of weight. 93 is a ton.
Well, if your building was built to code, it's fine. The other thing is, part of my process is, you know, once I collect a deposit and I've got a contract, it first goes to our engineering team. They do both structural analysis, and in Florida, that takes care of all of that. They have to do hurricane analysis, wind gusts, prevailing winds, all these advanced calculations, as well as an electrical analysis. So there's two types of engineers that look at it and build this. When they come up with the engineering, then I have to submit it to the city of Palm Bay. They have someone who's a master electrician as well as a structural engineer review our plans. So our plans have to meet that. They have the plans for this building on file in the city of Palm Bay to begin with. This happens for every home, every building that we do.
If this building is not declared hurricane safe, what wind speed, how high wind speed will they sustain to stay up there? And if they don't stay on the roof, they can get better. Does your company take responsibility if they are blown off, or do we have to go through our insurance?
It will all be under your insurance. I don't know what wind speed they look at this location. I know that they look at it individually. This is all part of the engineering process. There are places, and it changes over time. There are places where it has to be good for 130 mile an hour winds. There are places where it has to be 150 mile an hour winds. And the way they correct for it is with the periodicity of the mass. So let's just take a simple example. If you looked up in your attic space in a regular house, you might see 2x4s 24 inches on center. Okay? My house happens to be 2x6s at 16 inches on center. Periodicity means that if you're in a high wind zone area, and it has to be good for 150, 160 miles an hour wind, you might have a mount going into every truss 2 feet apart. Okay? If you're somewhere else, it might be 2 feet on the ends, then go to 4, then go to 6 on different spans. This is exactly what the engineers do precisely for each and every building, depending on which way it faces and what type of winds it would be subject to during a hurricane. Now, one thing I recommend that everyone does before they sign a contract for anything is take the proposals and talk to your insurance company. There's two things that go on there. If a system is over a certain size, which this would be, the power company considers it a tier 2 system. They require proof of $1 million in general liability insurance. Because you're an association, you have a pool like this, you have a building like this, you already have that. So that's not going to be an additional hurdle. It is for homeowners sometimes. The other reason is, there are some companies that don't cover solar panels. There's very few, but I always recommend taking a proposal and talking to your insurance company and saying, how will this affect my insurance? Solar panels are covered just like anything else on the property, whether it's the roof or the air conditioner, etc. But talk to the insurance company ahead of time. I highly recommend that. Now, when Irma came through, I live in the St. Pete area, came right in through my neighborhood. One of the fellows who works for me lives up in Jacksonville, kind of came in through the state and went right through there. We had approximately 1,000 customers right in that corridor, okay? Every house has got more than one panel on it. We lost precisely 0 panels in the whole zone. So that's what they are set up there, you know, to withstand that. And that's, we're very, very highly regulated on that type of thing.
So can I get a little clarification? First, they're not selling panels to the mobile homes in this park.
Not at all. That's what I said in the beginning. I'm here for this building only and for the $1,700 electric bill currently paid for this building.
So if we're only talking about this building, there will be no refund other than 1 kilowatt generated. You get 1 free kilowatt.
Provided the project is finished before the end of next year.
Permission to speak.
Ursula?
What is the warranty on that system? Okay. Or how long is it good?
Every component has a separate warranty. So your warranty for panels comes from the panel manufacturer. The ones that I quoted here give you a 25-year warranty on production and product. I quoted these back in February. 2 months from now, they may no longer be available. I might have to use something else. The warranty for the panels will come from the panel manufacturer. The warranty for the inverter comes from the inverter manufacturer. The warranty from roof leaks comes from us. We give folks 25 years on that, but quite frankly, a lot of these companies will say, oh, we're going to give you a lifetime warranty. It's like, guess what? It's Sparta. If it doesn't leak that first summer when it rains every day, the other 24 years are not going to
be. Okay. What if they go out of business? Will your company cover that?
Absolutely not, because the company most likely to go out of business would be the solar companies. Okay? The manufacturers are far larger, and they serve a market in across the U.S. and across the world. With what the Florida legislature has done, in the next 6 or 7 years, you'll find most of the big solar companies will just leave the state of Florida, because it won't be financially a good decision for people to do solar unless they're inordinately rich, the rest of us, right? And then the smaller companies, many of them will just go away, because if I can't give a crew 40 hours a week, okay, they're not going to be around to fix things.
Right. So if something happens, then you're in trouble.
Well, you will call somebody. I don't know how many companies will be left.
That's right.
But we expect
a 25-year warranty is only good if you can.
The 25-year warranty on the panel manufacturers will be fine because they will stay in business because they operate outside of Florida. It's only the companies that they're operating world. The whole rest of the world is doing this. And quite frankly, our country is way behind the rest of the world, and Florida is way behind the rest of the country.
I agree you're behind, but however, if I would going to spend that much money, we should have a warranty that's guaranteed.
You will have a warranty, but even Sears Roebuck, 150 years of business, is gone. There's no guarantees.
Right, yeah, but Sears, if you buy something at Sears, you maybe talk $1,000, $3,000. We're talking almost $100,000. Mm-hmm.
And you'll have six.
It's a lot of money.
It sure is. It sure is.
So,
and when I made this proposal, the largest legislature hadn't passed this bill yet. So, you know, we are as upset about it as anyone else. I have customers asking me all the time, wait a minute, when my insurance company sends me a letter that says they're going to drop me unless I get a new roof, who's going to take the panels off my 3-story home on the Gulf of Mexico and put them back on again? I said, that's a great question. You should ask your state senator and your state representative. So do I think this will stay this way forever? I hope not, but I can't tell you that with any certainty. All I can tell you is that your $1,700 bill will be more next year. Florida Power and Light is granting an 18% rate increase this year. 10% come in January, and then they get so much each January thereafter. The only 3 Republicans who voted against this bill were folks who lived in the Panhandle. Why? Well, they used to have Gulf Power, but then Gulf Power was allowed to merge with Florida Power and Light. They know firsthand with their own wallets that when Florida Power and Light takes over, nobody's bill goes down. Okay? When Florida Power and Light puts up fields of solar panels, we, the ratepayers, pay for them. When we put them on our own houses, we're paying for them too. When Florida Power and Light puts panels out in a field, they get agricultural tax assessment. They produce no agricultural products. Well, who makes up the difference because they're getting a property tax break? The ratepayers do, the people who live around there. So some of us have figured this out, but unfortunately, I can't change that. I don't weigh campaign contribution tax as big as the ones that Florida Power and Light make.
Yeah, I have a question. Versus putting it on the roof, could we put it up freestanding?
It will cost you more. Okay.
How much? Can we ballpark 10-20%?
About 30% more.
About 30% more. My question is, when
When we put this roof on maybe 10, 12 years ago, it was a fabric roof. Underneath the fabric, we had truckloads of styrofoam brought in to tape the roof to run the water off. Some of these places up here have 2 and 3 inches of styrofoam, which you're going to have to mount the panels on, which will compress the...
Get back.
It will. I was a contractor. And I'm questioning, it will also void the warranty on the roof.
Well,
that's a fact, because anything we touch on that fabric voids the warranty. We've already been through that twice now. That's why, and on top of that, this building's what, 50 years old? This wasn't even built to hurricane standards.
Well, it doesn't have to be built to hurricane standards to do this, you know, and the other option is you can bulldoze it and put something up that is. That's going to cost you a little more. And invariably, if you build 1,700 this year, it'll be 1,800 a month next year, and 1,800 a month after that. So there's no 100% perfect answer, but these are all really valid things. And had the legislature not done this, it would have made a really big difference, but these are valid concerns.
Because our roof is already over 10 years old, what would the cost be to remove the panels and then reinstall them if we replaced our roof? Because that might, getting back to Bruce's concern, maybe we shouldn't put them on the roof, pay extra, and we never have to remove them when we do our new roof. So how much would that be?
Right now, insurance companies pay us $150 a panel to take them off and put them on again. The reason is that...
No. It wouldn't be an insurance claim. It would be the needs for the new roof, so we'd have to pay for it, take them off, put them on.
And so insurance companies pay us $150 to do it for an insurance claim. We charge our customers $130 per panel to do it. Every single mount has to be thrown out, and all the labor has to be redone again, and every single mount has to be done new. We can reuse the rails, the wiring, and the panels, but it's like reinstalling all the mounts again.
150 times 93 panels.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's 100. Well, we charge our customers 130 if they're paying for it directly. However, I can't tell you what it's going to cost 10 years from now.
Right. Who makes the inverter, and how long is that in warranty for?
The inverter, you've got part numbers in there. It's made by SMA. It's one of the commercial inverters. I would say of the companies that do commercial inverters, they're one of the top rated. They're one of the top three in the world.
How long is it warranty
10
for?
10 years.
10?
Mm-hmm.
How much does it cost? I didn't.
The inverter itself?
Yeah.
I don't know. At least about $8,000.
How much?
About $8,000.
$8,000.
Gentlemen in the back.
Did you say 8 or 80?
8.
I'm not a solar person, but that sounds like a lot of panels. So do they have batteries to back it up?
Absolutely not. Batteries will double the cost of the system. If you could see the photo or the picture floating around, Mr. Goblick has one right there. Oh, yeah, there you go. On the back. Flip it over so it's on the back side. There you go. That's what you're looking at. The inverter's like a box that'll sit next to them on the roof.
Carol?
We don't offer an annual contract. On my house, they've been up 6 years. I've never cleaned them. Okay, yours would be different in that it's mostly flat. I have a pitched roof. We have this thing called rain. Takes care of mine just fine. If a bird makes a deposit, you know, that kind of impact performance. Most of the time, rain will do it. However, pretty much anybody can clean them. Okay, there's these companies running around charging people contracts to come clean them all the time, and it's a rip off. You never want to pressure wash them. We use like Dawn dishwashing liquid and sponge mop kind of thing just to clean it off a little bit. That's all it takes, and to hose it down.
It's Karen?
We have a rule in the park, we can't put them on. We can't put them on the ground.
Oh, yeah, rule? Okay. So you're not allowed to put them on the ground here. Mike?
Okay.
You know, I just think this is what the future holds.
Mm-hmm.
I get a Department of Energy website, for the United States, and by 2030, 80% of all federal buildings, military buildings,
oh Oh, yeah, the Department of Energy. They're going gangbusters. They consider it actually a national security issue because so many of our bases, especially naval bases, are on the water.
New energy systems, sunlight, wind, geothermal, that type of thing. If we, you save us $730 a month times 12 is about $8,700 a year. Over 10 years, that's almost $90,000. Give me the number again at the starting point, the installing thing.
Okay.
Just give me that number.
Here we go. On this one, if you have a copy here, and Mr. Gotham will get you some, Michelle. But basically, $95,900 to start, and that $8,700 per year, that's a flat number. What you really need to take into the fact is that if Florida Power and Light got an 18% rate increase over the 4 years,
right.
about 4.5% per year they're going up.
Well, inflation is expected.
Exactly. So if you factor that in there, it'll actually save you more each year because you're sheltering that many kilowatt hours per month from your bill and all the increases that are going to go up. In addition, that's just the rate increases that are granted by contract. I live in Duke's service area. Duke raised our rates by 10% in September because the price of natural gas had gone up. So if we have things like, Putin invades Ukraine and it upsets energy prices worldwide, we see things spike. I don't foretell the future, but if stuff like that keeps happening, anything that's using fossil fuel, and primarily the power companies are burning natural gas right now to make electricity for you, if you can insulate yourself from the price of fossil fuel, you're going to have fewer spikes like that affect you on top of it. We save about 5% per year. TECO's, Tampa Electric Company, they got a 19% rate increase. I live in Duke area. Duke's contract comes off next year. We expect them to get 20%. So that's 5% per year that the rates are going up.
Permission to speak?
Sure.
Are the panels going to be inspected by your company since there's like a 25-year warranty?
No, ma'am.
You're never ever going to inspect your work. So how do we know when something is wrong?
Because it has a monitoring system that you can log into and look at. So, anyone here can look at it online, as well as I can look at it online if you think you have an issue. You can set it up so it sends you reports, and you can look at that. You can have someone who's just
some more work. Okay. Thank you.
Or you can continue to pay $1,700, $1,800, $2,000 a month as it
is. Right. I understand the difference. I'm from Europe. I understand solar, and I hear it every week. Not a problem. I just have questions. So
I'm sure you'll have one person or two people that could be a backup who could be the people who monitor.
Keith has a question.
I'm just getting back. Right now, the roof we have on, like Bruce said, is under warranty. We touch it and we lose our warranty. But you say you warranty roof leaks?
Or? Only roof leaks that we cause.
Okay. So if we get it, if you touch it over here and it leaks over here, that's our roofer. Mm-hmm. It won't give us any warranty on that part because you touched it over here. But I understand that. My thing is, when you go up there, you will take care of any leak there, but someplace else, we have to get another roofer to do it. What you're doing is basically saying, we're setting you up, and we'll give you, what is it, 10-year warranty on the roofing?
25.
Mm-hmm. No, that's at the panels, or is that the roofing?
Panels are 25. We give you a warranty for 25 years on roof leaks. One of my crew went out a couple Mondays ago. People had a roof leak, and we had done the panels 2 years before. They had roofers come in, they said, it's under the panels, call the panel people. We went over there, the guy crawled around in their attic, he took down this foam insulation blocks and everything, and he found it had nothing to do with anywhere where a mountain was. Someone had a sawzall right through the sheathing. We don't know who that was. He took photographs of it, he showed the homeowner, he says, look, it took me hours to just find it and get this out. I have the materials in my truck. He had flashing, he had sealant, he did it, he put all the insulation back. In that case, he fixed it. I sent them the bill. It wasn't our fault.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and like you say, your company will stay in business. You do work that's not completely bad. It's easy to think.
Right. And the municipality is also going to inspect everything, too. Hallway's going to do a structural inspection. They're going to do an electrical inspection too.
Okay, so if we do get a problem with the roof and we have to replace it in 10 years from now, all the panels have to come off. So, and your warranty covers none of that because it wasn't your fault. But yep, we cannot use those. You use a little bit of that again. That would be part of the cost of us putting a new roof on, is the cost of the panels going off, the new panels going on.
Well, no, you're reusing the panels. All that gets reused. All the rails get reused. It's the mounts that actually go in there. By the time they come off,
yeah, but I mean, there will be costs.
There will be costs,
will come there.
Some people, especially folks who get a tax credit, all right, the way the IRS regs read is that any labor for site preparation for solar is also eligible for that tax credit. I get calls all the time from people who say, my insurance company says I have to get a new roof. How do I get a break on it? They put a roof on. An asphalt shingle roof on a house is 50-50 labor materials. They pick 50% of the cost of their new roof. They take what they paid for solar. They fill out their tax forms. They get a bigger tax credit.
So they put the solar back on, or you come back and put it back?
They didn't have solar to begin with. They needed a new
roof. But no, what I'm saying is if the roof needs to be replaced, the roofers usually don't do the solar.
No, roofers have no
you would
idea.
Have, that's what I'm saying. So right. Everything. So it adds a lot of components to
sure
what
does.
We have doing. Nothing, like you say, everything has its collateral damage. Anyway, so the labor, if something goes wrong with the panel, do you include the panel is covered by the panel company, but do you include the labor to replace that?
In the first 2 years, you'll get your system back to working order. After that, you'll have to pay for service calls. Okay, because it's not a defect that we installed something incorrectly.
Yeah, I understand. You gotta make enough money to stay in business, so we can at least hire me.
My guys aren't $10 an hour guys. These guys are really smart. They don't fall off roofs, but they also are they're like mini electricians in a certain narrow area. That's what they do hundreds and hundreds of times. And they do this while they're exhausted and they are dehydrated, because by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, no matter how much you drink, you're hot.
So if we do this, basically we have initial costs up front. Mm-hmm. Anytime something goes wrong, we got to find out what's the matter and who to go get our warranty from. You'll be around for 10 or 25 years to fix anything that you cause or find if we do this. But it's like getting an AC or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You have your own, it's a separate unit and stuff. Okay.
Right. And I can tell you, like, in my case and most of my customers' cases, they went up 6 years ago, my first set of panels. Maintenance has been zero.
Now, again, you're saying if you have Florida Power and Light is basically our cloud for our electricity, right? And so you're saying we'll get full return of that for how many more years?
You'll get 100% net metering as long as your meter is installed by the power company prior to December 31st of 2023.
Or how many years?
20 years.
And then after 20 years?
You will get no net metering. Which means that any excess that goes out through the meter, Florida Power and Light's going to sell it at full price. They will only give you the fuel cost, which is about, right now, if they charge, say they charge 13 cents per kilowatt hour, about 3 cents of that is the fuel charge. Okay, they're selling it at 13.
Yeah, I understand. They make it sell something out, but we do get 100% replacement of what we put in there. In the evening, you say one hour.
If you wait until after that period of time and you do it in 2024, you'd only get 75%.
Okay. Now, I know technology will probably develop quite a bit more in 20 years, but is there a way that if you don't get Florida Power and Light to store this or return it, is there a way we can store it and return it?
The only way to store it is if you purchase batteries. Florida Power and Light doesn't store anything.
And the batteries are?
Batteries were more than double the cost of the system.
They what?
They were more than double the cost of the system.
Yeah.
Batteries have warranties of 10 years, not 25 years.
Okay. And from what I understand, a battery, if you're out for a week, a battery will not last that long no matter how much you have.
It depends on how much battery you put on. But I would guess on this building, sometimes I run into homeowners who want battery systems, right? Or they think they do. And I go around and I have to look at the plate on every single, when I came through here, I took the plates on the air conditioners and looked at those. If they have an older air conditioner, I tell them, look, because of this one air conditioner, it takes so much juice to start it up. I have to put up a 40 kilowatt system. I know if you make me do that, it's going to cost a lot of money, but they don't want to replace this air conditioner. When I do that, this air conditioner that's 18 years old is going to die the next year. Guess what? You replace it with something new, I only have to put up a 20 kilowatt system. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you could have spent a gazillion dollars that you don't need to if you just replace this old air conditioning system. I would suspect that this building, being built when it is, has many things that would cost a battery. Plus, I looked at the electrical boxes in there. There's many things in here that would cause you to have to put up a great big battery system simply because you have older equipment.
Okay, so what you're telling me, after 20 years, we'll have to go Florida Power and Light, and we can only use these for...
You will have Florida Power and Light forever. You don't get to disconnect from them, ever.
No, but I mean, the solar panels will only work during the day, and that's the only time we can use them because they're not any cloud sending us back anything.
Right. Well,
the extra electric we'll all have electric cars then.
But what I'm saying is, this system up here will only be good during the day because there is no way.
All solar systems are only good during the day.
I know, but we got a place to store the extra.
There is no storage ever without batteries.
In Florida Power and Light, they're storing.
They're not storing anything.
Why? We can get free back after we go. We have Florida Power and Light, but we will get no credits for what this is during the day.
You will get fuel charge credit with no net metering. So instead of getting one back for free, you'll get 3 cents out of 13 back. And I don't know what that's going to be.
And I understand that's it.
So it's a minimal amount, but it's not nothing. But
thank you. Thank you. John, do you have a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to, if Florida Power Light goes down, people down too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
No, you will not. When you have a generator, anyone with experience with generators modulate their output based on the load on them. So if you have one light bulb on, the generator only puts out so much energy. You turn on five more things, the generator puts out more. Solar panels don't do that. When sunlight hits solar panels, they put out as much energy as possible. When the grid is up, this is no problem because either the building's using it and the excess goes right out through that meter, and the folks right around here get power that Florida Power and Light charges them for. When the grid goes down, there's no place for that excess energy to go. And if you send it out to the grid then, and there's guys out there trying to bring it up, you're going to electrocute them. So by regulation, all inverters, being computers, are programmed to keep checking for the presence of the grid. Grid, are you there? Are you there? Are you there? If the grid goes away, they go into a shutdown sequence. It's a safety feature. The only way to get around this is to do batteries. I am a nerd, and I have money in the bank, and I have solar panels on my house since 2016. I do not have batteries hanging on the wall in my garage because I know that they're not worth it yet. They're extremely expensive. They don't last very long. And if I put them on in there, I would be replacing them before they had paid for themselves. Battery technology is going to change revolutionarily in the next so many years. Solar panel technology is not new. It is getting better, but it's getting better evolutionary in small increments. I'd say 5 years ago, panels were like 15, 16, 18% efficiency. Now they're pushing 20, 21. Is it better? Yeah. Is it light earth-shattering? No. Okay. That's not the case with batteries. Batteries 5 or 6 years ago barely existed. Okay. Now they're changing rapidly and getting better rapidly. Most batteries right now are going into electric vehicles. That's way more fun. And quite frankly, I was delighted when the Ford F-150 Lightning came out, the electric version, for several reasons. One, it's the most popular vehicle in the country, a Ford F-150. Two, they finally started advertising it, saying that you can run your house off these batteries for 3 days. All right, I have been telling people this for years. When the power goes out in California, when they have rolling blackouts because they're afraid of sparking fires, people plug their Teslas in and hook them up to their house and run their houses off of those. Okay, so they're going to get more, it's going to get easier to do that. And there was a study done in Europe for Spain. If everyone in Spain had an electric vehicle in their garage and they had permission to use it, they could store all the excess energy of the solar panels made in everyone's vehicle battery enough to run all night long. That's an entire country. That's where this is going. When everybody has a golf cart and an EV instead of an internal combustion engine, we won't have the storage capacity. It doesn't need to be on the roof. We don't have to spend an inordinate amount of money because you're already going to have it in the driveway. That's, personally, that's what I'll be doing because I'm not going to waste my money on batteries that hang on the wall. There's no reason to. So,
basically, after the car, it goes back to the field.
After what, huh?
The after car.
You're on FPL all day long because the system I proposed only does $730 a month. Okay, you spend $1,700 a month. This building's going to be using power from FPL all day. It'll just be using less. Only, yeah, you have to have sunshine for solar panels to be producing.
Couple questions. It was mentioned that panels are not allowed in the park on the ground. This board makes those rules.
Mm-hmm.
We could make an exception for this facility. We have a nice big green area out there, probably need to be fenced in so nobody messes with anything. But we could actually change the rule just for this building if we wanted to. Another thing, so it would also be, you mentioned 130, 150 to take panels off and put them back in the event of a roof thing. That's about $12,000. So that could cut into the cost of putting them all in a green area, which would have to fence in and would no longer be mowed. And they'd probably be put at an angle.
Yes, sir.
Right? And so that's another thing we can think about. If we put it on the roof, do you bolt it down or do you glue these panels with mounting points, because we have 16 solar panels for heating the pool, the rubber ones, they're glued down. There's no bolting, no piercing of the roof membrane. How do you attach your panels?
Since ours are hard panels and we're required to by building permits and et cetera, instructional things, both. They actually go, they have to be anchored into trusses, okay, as well as the, we use on, depending on the type of roof, we actually heat seal them. The decking of the roof. The reason why it's less expensive to put it on a building is because the building's attached to the ground for hurricanes and we're attached to the building. When you put it out in the field, you have to make sure that these panels don't blow around in a hurricane. So that's why it costs more, is because instead of having a structure that's already built to anchor them to, now we have to provide the anchor as well as this.
I think you mentioned, what was it, 25-30% additional cost if we mount it on the ground.
Right.
That's for the anchoring and everything.
Right, and that's
support pieces. Mm-hmm. Right.
And even if you think you have enough room, very often the municipalities have rules about setbacks. So if I go to one particular county, okay, there's a minimum of 5 acres. Because people think I have enough room in my yard. I got this 1 acre property. I said, well, I know you think so, but Hillsborough County says no.
Maybe
so
we would need to find out how much room do we need by city or county guidelines for 93 panels.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd have to run the wires
right
to here. Or the other.
It doesn't have to be 93. The other additional cost with the ground mount is that I can't leave wires laid on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to trench. They have to be buried in a residential situation. It has to be 18 inches. In a commercial situation, which this is, it has to be 3 feet.
Wow. Okay.
So then there's all those additional costs for trenching and renting a ditch witch and all that kind of stuff.
I think we are a little hesitant to put them on the roof because we are going to need a roof at some point, long before the warranty on the panels. And so we'd have to pay to take them off, pay to put them on.
Right.
And so ground mount has its advantages.
It does. And say, most of the time I'm talking to a homeowner and they have a pitched asphalt shingle roof with a 25-year warranty on it. It's kind of a no-brainer. If you put your roof on, we put the panels on. The roof under the panels actually lasts longer than without it because what wears roofs at is you relight. It no longer it hits the panels, gets intercepted. That light turns to electricity rather than heat that's cooking the roof. So it does make a big difference that way. But with a building, especially an older building, you have other very reasonable considerations to take into account.
A real quick question. Is 93 the number we can get up there, or that's a number we should have of what you're saying? What determined that 93?
I took 93 just as a play to put a stake in the ground, and quite personally, I wanted to keep it under $100,000. Also, if you notice, there's a perimeter around the panels. Most municipalities, when I check with Convey, they want a 10-foot perimeter around the edge.
So basically what determined the amount was the space we had.
Right.
Not our usage.
One portion of your roof. You got plenty more roof. But I didn't think I wasn't going to come in here with a $500,000 proposal either. You know, this is a serious chunk of your bill, but I can make it any size. I can't make it much smaller than this without having to go to a different type of inverter. This is like the smallest commercial inverter I can get. If I go to something smaller yet, there's other equipment I can use, but the price for that equipment goes up per panel. Okay, this was cost effective.
Gentleman back there?
Yes, sir.
If you put the array on the ground instead of mounting the roof, can you set it so it will follow the sun?
No. This is a fixed array. If you would like something that moves, you can spend an awful lot more money, and then you will have an awful lot more for maintenance. Once you have moving parts, especially in an area with salt air, boy, are you asking for maintenance.
Going back to the number of panels,
mm-hmm.
Is there more spaces we could use up here to get 100%?
I don't know about 100, but if you take, here's your building. If you look at the picture, I believe I gave you a copy, sir, right there. I just picked the big roof.
Yeah, I just want to know you can. I'm a real down to point man. We can put more money. We can do 100%.
I don't know if we got enough room for 100%. But personally, I wouldn't put up a system for 100%. I would attack it from both directions. I can look around this building, and I am no expert on energy efficiency. I guarantee you can knock your building down a whole lot.
Oh, yeah. We've already replaced a lot of bulbs. But anyway, and stuff. But the thing is, that basically is covered here,
mm-hmm.
And that gets us about what percentage of our bill paid?
Well, it was 700 out of 1,700. So more than a third.
Okay, so we...
Not half. Like half would be
$850.
Okay, thank you.
Last question, Karen. That's for you.
Just letting Gary know, we were expecting to do it. You can't put them on the ground here. City of Convey, we're only 32 acres here. We can't find 5 acres without
using it. Are they requiring 5 acres here? That's the other. I know other ones for sure. I didn't know that for sure. I would have checked with them. Yeah. So that's kind of what I'm my concern.
They have to be on
the ground.
I don't make the rules, I just have to play
one. Yeah, you've said everything, we appreciate everything. I hope we answered, or we've had our questions answered, except for Ron.
You know, if we have to put it on the roof, the way we're supposed to do it, no problem there. How old is the roof when we put it on?
I can put it on any roof, but I'm an honest person, so I tell you, these are the pros and cons. And like if for a regular homeowner, it's an easy call because if they put a new roof on, they can get 50% of the cost of the roof in that, apply that to the tax credit. It's a good deal for them. Then they know that their panels and their roof are probably good for 25 years, whereas that's not the case for you folks. And I know it's a considerable expense to go ahead and do this. And you wouldn't want to accelerate if you don't need a new one that's only 10 years old. You don't want to do that. But it is I can't help it. You're going to have to take the panels off and put them on again. And that's also why I recommend you talk to your insurance company. Because what I found is when I was sitting in Tallahassee waiting to testify against this bill, 90% of the other bills I had to listen to were about the insurance industry in Florida, which is in a crisis state. So there are companies that are using any excuse not to insure things. Personally, my homeowners went from $1,500 a year to $2,400 to $3,000. They're also going to limit the number of people who get into Citizens because Citizens is growing astronomically because people don't want to pay commercial rates. So that's another big question mark unknown. I don't know what's going to happen. I do know that it was very short-sighted to kill net metering when, the reason the insurance companies are raising rates is because of the intensity and frequency of storms doing more damage. And solar is one thing you can do that would actually mitigate that problem. So I do know our governor funded a program in February to train people to be solar installers. And then he's going to sign a bill that's going to kill the industry. The fact that they're spending our tax dollars against each other does not surprise me. But It's hard to believe it's going to stay this way long term. At some point, most of the populace is going to wake up and say, boy, is this stupid, but we're still waiting for that.
Thank you, Brenda. We appreciate it.
Thank you, folks. I know it's...
Sorry for all the hard stuff. I know you have to run.
I do. Wait, it's back-to-back.
Thank you,
folks. Any questions, you can follow up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Everybody wants to stretch their back? I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take five.
And it's big money because this is the end of our big payoff. They're going to kill us.
Oh, with the city?
I have a pistol. I guess. Well, no, you're recording right now.
I said, you better sit some secretary in front of me, you accept.
I said, I'm sorry.
Well, we don't have that. That's why
we're going to call a meeting back in order, please. The gentleman that's going to do the presentation, I can actually pronounce his name. Don Washington.
Bobby, Bobby.
Yeah. 3 years ago, with the help of many here in the park, you couldn't even hear the readings in the hall. All of our speakers, all the horns were blown. Our main amplifier was blown here in the hall. It was just terrible. You'd come to the meetings, you couldn't hear what was going on. So I attended meetings for the better part of a year with Joanne Gagan and had a parade of people making presentations on how to fix our hall and so on. And I got it right up to here and decided to not deal with that. And I've been in the industry for a long time. I'm a rounded individual, and I had the support of a good network of guys here, including Bob Rudden, Gary Valentine, and so for a very modest budget, we straightened out the sound system here. We took care of the bingo people. We took care of the line dancing people, and we took care of the trustees. And so now here we are 3 years later, and this is a new proposal I have, which is a continuation of what we did 3 years ago. And I'm just going to read from this. I shared this with the board members, and I've been working with Mark on this in conversation. And I have a not-to-exceed budget, and because I don't know exactly what I'm going to get into when I open the box here. The number one issue, I'd like to change the internet capacity for the hall. And I have a request in for Spectrum. They never got back to me. I talked to Cherie last week. Hopefully we're meeting with AT&T. We need better bandwidth here in the hall. People come in to a function. Everybody goes on the guest Wi-Fi. Everything takes a big dump. And you can't stream music. And it's just time for an upgrade. The whole hall could use a retrofit. And I am not proposing that now, but the work that I'm proposing doing would work in conjunction with other work that will go on here in the future. So let me just read this here. I want to change the internet capacity for the hall, have requests for Spectrum and AT&T, improve the capacity and range for guest Wi-Fi. I want a dedicated internet to the HDPOA. This will include hardwired firewall for the office, an HDPOA wireless router dedicated for the hall. This will give unlimited streaming capability, sound, movies, internet TV, streaming for sports events, and public interest program and workshops. Okay, the park is coming alive again, and people are looking for activities. It's activities that make the park. And there's no reason we can't have the latest movies. Yeah, there's no reason we can't stream and have a football Sunday here. And we need that dedicated HDPOA Wi-Fi signal for us to do that. I am proposing a new laser overhead projection system for PowerPoint presentations. That would work in conjunction with this projector also, so that from a PowerPoint standpoint, then the board can see. But if the place is full, then people can hear and see down the hall what is going on. And then that would be used for our movies, Tai Chi,
karaoke.
There you said the magic word. What a success that has been for the park here. And we did that on a hardly any budget. So I also want a paid music subscription, so we have any music we want in the hall or the building. And also in the new laser projectors that I'm looking at, they are equipped to receive Roku, Fire Stick, Amazon Prime, Apple TV, and they will be a module plugged into the projector, so that there's no wires. And because it's hooked up to a dedicated Wi-Fi signal, anyone with a laptop, anyone with a smartphone can hook up to the projector, and that will be on the screen. And it's just a very simplified way to do things. I can't believe I haven't been to a meeting in a few years. I can't believe that all the hard work we did here, that we have our Zoom set up here, which is absolutely critical for the park, for the snowbirds, and we have it covered by a garbage bag plugged into an orange extension cord. Like, what the heck is going on here? And so I want to build a better rack for the Zoom Soundcraft board. And I'm going to put in dedicated speakers for Zoom meetings. These speakers I bought are overkill for just speech. And also in the rack, I'm going to put an equalizer, and it's a 24 band where I can shape the sound, and it'll take a lot of the bounce out of the room, and it'll give us a very clear projection at the meeting so people can hear what the heck is going on. And the EQ settings will be one way, and the sliders on Keith's voice is very difficult to hear. So we can modify his microphone setting, and we can set the levels all up, and it'll all be controlled by an iPad that'll be in the HPPOA office. It'll be the multimedia iPad. So everything can be done on the fly. When we set up for a Zoom meeting here for the trustees, we're going to assign those levels number one. So whatever happens, so we have HPPOA meeting, that'll be assigned number two, ACC board, and for the different mic characteristics for people as they speak, that'll be number three. So that when it's time for a meeting, you turn the system on, you go to the iPad, you hit one, and the system automatically sets it up and the levels are the way they should be. And I'm going to have Marion Music in conjunction with myself, and we're going to signal generate here in the hall. There's naturally producing bouncing sound in here, and that I can EQ a good chunk of that up so that we're going to really improve the sound quality here. And I have a lot of information on room construction here, and if approved that I get involved in the project, then I'm willing to discuss that with other people. I don't feel like taking that on at this time, but it has to do with baffling and sound deflection, and to improve on the overall sound in the hall. That may be something we do down the line when we remodel the whole place. I wanted Bluetooth wireless transmitters for people with hearing aids. Are you kidding me? There's a lot of really interesting, bright people here that can't come to the hall because of the reverberation in here, and they can't hear. And so that I want to set up a Bluetooth transmission system that will work for the movies that are in the movie theater will be showing here in the hall. And people can hook their hearing aids up and control their own volume. Hey, we're all headed there. And it's time to get on board with this technology. And so that, I'm sorry, did you say something? No. And I already purchased some wireless headsets for Rick's request. And I told him that I was a recycle, reuse sort of guy, so I got him a better mic stand. But I do have headsets. The Bingo setup now is going to be separated for Bingo. We've been using that for karaoke. I used it when we played the gig outside. But the Bingo is going to be a separate entity here. They're going to have their own soundboard. It's going to be set up the way that they want it. They're going to have, I've spoken to everyone that uses audio. They would prefer a headset with a transmitter. And so that will be for the Bingo. Also the wireless headset upgrades for the line dancing. And I know, listen, if we don't all get moving here, we're going to be in big trouble. And I think we have to be very supportive of line dancing and anything that'll get people moving. So I want to have that set up, and I want to have it dedicated for it. I don't want to have a headset that's being passed around, or it'll just be a dedicated headset for that. And I already donated a new receiver. I donated a lot of sound gear because I, after playing music most of my life, I thought I was in the furniture moving business. So I got rid of a lot of it, and quite a bit of it wound up here in the hall through donation. One of them was a new radio for the pool, and also I purchased a set of monitors that I had. Unfortunately, that stuff walked. I don't know where it went. But we need a new sound system for the pool, including properly wired speakers. Okay, it's Mickey Mouse up there. Things need to be wired and put in conduit and the right wire for the length of distance from the amplifier, and that we need an absolute killer sound system for the pool. It's very enjoyable. I'm going to try to wire it up to play HPPOA advertising in the pool, because all the good info comes out of the pool, in case you don't know. And also, speaking to the pool players here, there are a lot of pool players. We have really, under Cherie's tutelage here, we've really moved the park kicking and screaming ahead here, from handicapped bathrooms to the library to moving the pool room and enlarging that, because we're in tune with what the needs are here for the people. So they need background music in the pool hall, and that was the request that was made. That's easily accommodated, and for our stage, now that this rack is going to be gone, this will be reworked, and it's going to be over here beside the stage, probably mounted on the wall. It's going to have a dedicated circuit with a Furman power conditioner. That means that it won't be susceptible to power spikes, or it's just going to have clean power per electron, and we need that for this sophisticated equipment, so that all this setup here is not going to be in a garbage bag on the stage. It's going to be rack mounted here on the wall, and that's its function. And when we're finished, it goes back in the case. It gets locked up. Okay. And so that it's secure. So I want to upgrade our stage. Pam Heffernan is going on the board. The acts that she has got coming here for the park next year are going to rock. And I know the gals, Karen and the War Department, my wife, and they have really brought the game up in here. And things are going to be really well attended. That the picnic out there, you damn near electrocuted me on the faulty plug that I plugged the PA into. So I'll be taking care of that. So for here, I'm going to have a dedicated sound system here. I'm going to reuse and recycle what we have. I'm just not going to go willy-nilly and buy crazy stuff, but I'm going to have a snake, and everything will be plugged in at the front of the stage. There's going to be a dedicated Furman power source so that things can be plugged in at the stage. And that for any act or any theater group that might develop here, any choirs that might develop here, then we are going to have professional stage set up with a snake. Everything modular will plug in at the front. It'll plug into the speakers. And again, that will also be controlled by the HPPOA iPad. And when the act and a really good act comes and plays here, and I can speak volumes of this. I played professionally for years. If I had a gig where I didn't have to lug stuff in, and that I was using equipment that was already attuned to the room, and that if you had a sound person, they hand you an iPad so you can set your sliders. We're going to have LED lighting, and it's going to be a show up there. And that's for the entertainment of the people here. And as the HPPOA turns a profit here, which it will, then the money gets plowed back in. They just spent a pile of dough on kitchen stuff. I know that the pool people... just got all new pool balls, and they were going to get Ron Foote a new box of pencils, but that's no longer required. So by doing that, it'll all sort of self feed. So I have all new and repurposed sound equipment will be run through an electronic power conditioner. This will prevent fade and offer surge protection. This is meant to protect our investment. I have quite a bit of my budget written in to have a network engineer here. We need a network engineer to set up the relationship between the office, the gatehouse, and I want a capability built in to possibly tie in our maintenance area so that it's all centralized. And it's not going to be wireless. Is the office or part of the computers wireless hooked up? That's not acceptable. That's easily hacked. We need a firewall. We need a network engineer. We need it hardwired. And so that is completely separate and secure. And same for the HPPOA. The HPPOA founded the park. Okay?
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Permission to leave to have surgery?
Yes. She has some previous appointment.
Oh, great.
Thank you, Ursula.
Thank you.
I meant to be, not to speak so much. Now, I have a requesting a budget not to exceed $25,000. And I can't, for the life of me, I wanted to shoot high because I am really not going to have big discussions with people about, oh, can I do this or can't do that? And I have done this before. I am not working with the whole board. I'm working with two people. My door is open. You're not allowed to come and see me before 9. And because get behind all the women that are lined up to speak with my wife. But Mark Boda is my contact guy for the board. And I am not doing this alone. Jimmy Gahan, great network guy, is Jimmy Gahan. And I'm sure Bob will be instrumental. And Gary Valentine is an engineer. right there. And so it's really a collaborative effort for the firm. And so it's a not to exceed. Cherie is the only person I'm going to deal with. And we've already got the forms and all the tax stuff. We don't pay tax on all this stuff, but it's time to nail this down. These two fans are going to go over here. We're sending the chandeliers back to Ponderosa. Jose said, no, we need them for spare parts. And so we're going to move the fans over. We're putting in modern fans for that don't have to spin so fast to move a large volume of air. And so the lighting will be removed there. And that's so we can have a clear view when we drop the front screen here. And hey, football Sundays. That's a way to get people out and sell them a hot dog. And I hate to say it, the disco ball is going in the next yard sale. Thank you very much. I hope you give it consideration. It's my donation to the park. Moira and I, my parents were civically minded here. And I would really like to sort of move things forward here and cannibalize some of this stuff hanging on the walls and just make sure that we're ready for a rocking year here to have a lot of fun here in the park.
Yeah. How long would it take to start doing this?
To start?
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning.
How long does it take to do it then?
It'll be over the summer because I want to do it when I don't have a lot of interference and I don't have a lot of people lined up to ask me questions. And I mean that with the utmost of respect, but I am going to do it over the summer. I'm going to fly back in and be requesting help and doing things in a very sort of measured way. I probably will get lots done, then I'll back off, and then I'll get back to Raleigh, and then I will play Moira's favorite song. And that is, how can you miss me if you won't go away? And so I'll come back to Florida, and I'll do it in stages. My goal is to have it done for next fall. And I'm going to meet first. I can't wait to meet with the internet providers. Yeah.
If you do work on this over the summer, can we still use the hall?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. We're just going to do it in assemble equipment and then sort of execute it. And I'd really like to get rid of the garbage bag. On how much was that sound graph board? How much was the Zoom board?
I think 500.
It was only 500?
One was 5 and one was 3. It was not
100. Oh, well, that's great. So maybe I'm exaggerating about covering it with the garbage bag.
It was a quick fix for what we had because of the pandemic and because of the
time to have dedicated Wi-Fi, and time to dial that in. That's that we're stuck with that. And I think for the snowbirds, as long as there's not lots of hooting and hollering, more people will get involved with our good work. Everybody's a volunteer, myself included. Most of you folks are. So we're the movers and shakers. And give it some thought. Let me know. It's not to exceed 25,000. And Cherie will watch the purse screen. Any questions at all?
I don't. Might you be able to provide the board with a bit of a breakdown?
Absolutely.
And then if it goes plus or minus.
Absolutely not. I have no idea. And I have, I can talk to you on a personal note on sort of general things. I just the first thing I have to do is I'm a man of action, and I am. I'll request your help when I need it, and that will just happen in sort of stages. It's not like I'm going to run out and spend $25,000 and then wonder where everything plugs in. It'll happen in a very meaningful way, and if you have questions about it, Mark is my point guy. And I want to run things right through Mark. And I've got a lot of experience with this, and it's just that's the best way for me to operate to sort of do it. And then when Mark and I agree on the purchase, then I'm going to run it through the office. And I'll tell you right now, the 3 years ago when we did the upgrade here, and I can say to Cherie, hey, what did we spend on microphones? It's all cataloged. All of the owner's manuals and warranties and everything is properly cataloged and looked after and available for everybody here.
Maybe Mark could provide it to us gradually or something.
Well, absolutely. And I'm a bit cavalier when I say that, but I just really, I just want to come down and get busy here and really not talk about it a whole lot. I think I've outlined a pretty good, listen for the big Yahoo at the end of the week after I talk to the cable company. They've been, Spectrum has been choking us here at the hall. Those days are over. Yeah, we're going to shake things up here, and we're going to get this place rocking the way that it should.
Okay, sounds great.
Members of the board, I hadn't planned on voting on this. Do you want to bring it up now, or do you want to bring it up to next week?
I believe we have our poster.
I don't think we can.
Yeah, you're right.
Until next meeting.
Better. We'll have to post it, and we'll get it going.
Great.
All right.
Just fine. And when is that?
Monday.
Oh, next week?
The 11th.
The 11th.
Week for today.
It'll be posted today.
Just easing. Fine. Just let me know. And thank you for your confidence. And I look forward to getting busy with this. And let's get it knocked out.
Okay.
Thank you,
folks. Thank you, Mark. I know that you've been getting a feel of this. I think you enjoyed it. How about you, Rob?
Rich, can I just say a couple of things? Listening to both of these programs that was done, I thought they were presented very nice. I really enjoyed this one. Because it's going to be here, we can see it, and we can use it so much more individually. I know the other one would be great for our money, but I think this one would be more fun. More work for him. But I know we will be here to help him if we do it.
A lot of people here are civically minded. Right here. right there. Really, all of us here are civically minded, and that's to use that to make it better for everyone here. That's what's going on.
That's what we work to try to do.
Right.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate you stopping.
Okay.